So, did, and you said you had other family members. You were fourth or fifth generation?
That's what my great aunt told me. Uh-huh. She said that when I become a pilot, she was the elder. She had the family history in her head. And so she knew who married who, when, back, and so on and forth. And told me I would be a fifth or a sixth generation pilot in our family, depending on how you count your generations. So that's where I got that information.
Wow, that's quite a legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what life was like doing that when you first started, and how would you characterize that experience?
The apprenticeship or the piloting part?
The piloting.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, it had its moments, of course. That's why I was getting paid. And part of the apprenticeship is learning the harbor. And there are pilots in every harbor of the world. So there are about 12,000 pilots in the whole world, about 7,500 in Europe, and about 1,100 in this country, in every port. Everywhere you go, there are pilots. So when the ships came in, I would climb up on the rope ladder and I'd see at the pilot station, the entrance to New York Harbor, and come on and meet the captain. And we would talk and have this master pilot exchange. He would tell me what I needed to know about the ship, and I'd tell him about what our route would be, where we were going, what the tide was, which of course he knew, and we would meet the tugboats, and we'd be docking port side to, starboard side to, whatever. So this was the beginning. We started with a handshake, and we ended with a handshake when I said goodbye. But every ship was different. The weather was different, other inbound ships, outbound ships. So it wasn't 9 to 5. It wasn't Monday to Friday. I didn't have a desk or a chair or a secretary. I always wanted a secretary, but I didn't have one. But it was a great job. We have an office, but I hardly ever went there. Only when I had to, once in a while. But so it was a dream job. It's what I wanted to do as a kid.
So what was a typical week like for you?
We worked in rotation. So there were at the time. When I retired, there were about 78 pilots. When I started, there were many, many more. But over years, through attrition, we got fewer and fewer. We didn't need as many because ships got bigger and bigger. When I started, a 600-foot ship was a big ship. Now, most of the Panamax ships, the biggest ship that will fit through the Panama Canal, now they're making it bigger, were 965 feet long and 105 feet wide. So that's a ship and a half compared to the other ones. So they carry a lot more, so we don't need as many. But it was this always different kind of thing. Every ship was a different situation. So back to my work day, I would be home and they would call me, and I knew when I was getting close to being number one on turn that the next phone call is going to be for me. So you knew maybe the night before how you were going to fit, whether you're going to be going to work at 3 a.m, which happened frequently, or 3 p.m. You had a guess anyway. You knew when you were getting close. So if you were number one, you got the next ship that was leaving. You take it out to sea, get out there, sit on a pilot boat 20 minutes or maybe overnight at the longest, and take a ship back in. And now your name, when you get off that ship, your name goes on the bottom of the list. And maybe in the next day and a half or two, you work to the top of the list again. So it was no Monday to Friday, no 9 to 5. Christmas, I only worked, I think, one Christmas in my whole life, but you could be. You could be working Easter or your daughter's birthday or your anniversary. It just... That was it. So there was no set 9 to 5 shift kind of thing, which is good and not so good.